This is episode 1728. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, getting ready to do something for yourself that can make a big difference in the rest of your day. And you may or may not realize that when you meditate or do anything to slow yourself down, to gain a little more peace, energy, and clarity, you do a very good thing for others around you as well. There's research that shows it only takes literally a second to notice the kind of mood someone is in. So when you're walking down the street, passing all kinds of strangers, you are aware of their mood, whether you realize it or not, because within your consciousness are a myriad of clues that you've gathered from the time you were born that helps you to identify and perceive emotions. This is a survival instinct. So if you're walking down the street and your consciousness is uplifted, you likewise help to lift up other people's consciousness. So never underestimate the time you spend relaxing your mind and body. In today's episode, you are going to discover a mudra meditation technique that you probably already do intuitively without realizing that you are triggering a particular part of your brain that helps you make decisions. The mudra today is called the Hakini Mudra, and it's a simple mudra to do. I'll explain it to you. If you would like a free slowdown guide with all the different meditation techniques at your fingertips that I share in this week's series on higher consciousness, that is our theme for the week, lifting up your consciousness, you can head over to the Sipandome meditation app. And there, not only do you get access to over 1,700 guided meditations, you also receive a higher consciousness journal as well as a higher consciousness slowdown guide where you can see a photo of the Hakini Mudra. Again, it is the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it 2 weeks for free. Once you get all set up doing the Hakini Mudra, I'll guide you through a technique to help you make important decisions. And you can take this into your meditation. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, if you'd like to try out this dynamic meditation technique, simply touch your fingertips and thumb tips together. So take both your hands, hold them at your chest or on your lap, and just touch your fingertips and thumb tips together. Create some space in between your fingers so they're spread out as they're touching. And you could have some space in between your palms as well. As you do this right now, you are stimulating the part of your brain that helps you make important decisions. You may notice that you hold your hands this way when you are deciding something. You may have even seen others hold their hands in this position. I've often noticed photos of world leaders holding their hands in this position when they're considering something or they have to make an important decision. So, what do you do when you make an important decision? How do you direct your consciousness? This is what you'll be guided through right now. As you close your eyes and sit up straight, holding the Hakini Mudra, for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Think about an important decision you need to make. And notice the different options you have as you make this decision. As you notice these different options, notice also how your energy flows. Do you feel your consciousness being uplifted? Or do you feel it sink when you consider your different options? As you make a decision, which options uplift you and which ones drag your energy downward? And this is a way for you to observe your consciousness. As you make important decisions, it may still be difficult to make a decision even when you know what uplifts you and what sinks your energy. But when you have this awareness as to the direction in which your energy flows, you can be guided in making a decision that is going to be best for you. Continue with your meditation, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.